This is Derek Soder. We're going to talk about business shop, and today we're going to talk about coaching. Okay, so there's a lot of different people talking about different ways of selling, and one of the things that's super important is to actually take something that one of my favorite marketers has said about, you may know them, like, demonstrate you can help people by actually helping them. This is the most powerful sales tool that I've seen, like, you know, and you combine that, like, it, if you're just effective and you're fast, if you combine that with speed, it's going to be really hard to not, like, you want to make it so that the prospect, you know, they haven't even given you money yet. If you're worried about getting, if you're just worried and focused, if you're focused on just getting your cut, getting your pay, that's going to come through to the client and it's going to turn them off. But if you're not worried about it, if you look at it like your ministry, right? And so in the beginning, for free, you start walking them toward a quick win or even get them some victories, they're going to be like, I want to. So if this is specifically for coaching, it's like, I want to work with this person, you know. So also, like, in your coaching business, like, if you're also getting to see, this is the get to know you stage. So they talk about money and stuff like that. You're like, well, we're not there yet. Let's see how we work a little bit. And a lot of people are like, why would you? If they talk about money, like, no. Like, there's a difference between people buying and people being bought in, right? People can buy and not be sure of a service. But you want them to be, to get a quick win so that they want more. It doesn't answer their whole problem. They can start to see, oh, I'm making progress. I'm getting benefit here. And I trust this person. And I don't see how anyone else could help me the way that this person has helped me this fast. And so that really starts with caring more. You come across as, like, you care more about that person's success and wellness even more than they do, you know? And that can inspire them to really, like, wow, like, this really matters to the person, you know? This really matters. I want a coach that they care about me like this, right? Who wants a coach that doesn't care or is counting the minutes, you know? Whereas, like, a coach is just willing to pour in and give. And when you give a lot up front, you don't have to, you just, it won't be necessary to do that throughout the term, right? So say you charge in increments of time, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, years, something like that. Okay. I typically go for the year because it just, I mean, just the perceived value, and not just perceived value, but there's actual, like, it removes anxiety from a person. Oh, I've got a year for this. Okay. You know, now, there's certain programs where that might not work well for you, but for a lot of coaching programs, like, a year is very attractive. Like, okay, you know, you have time to do these things. You don't have to, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So, but it's important to keep in mind, like, if you're going to, if you care about money, you'll lose it. You won't make as much. If you really don't care about the money, you'll make more than you'll ever need. And this is in parallel with what Jesus said. If you don't care about life, you'll, like, if you care so much about your life, like, you'll lose it. But if you care about things in heaven, if you care about spiritual things, you will gain your life. Okay? And that's even here on earth. It's just a quality of life by being transformed by the renewing of your mind, by having a relationship with Christ. It's the same thing with money. Like, when you change your relationship with, like, people are so worried of getting ripped off. And it's like, no, like, be willing to give of your time in the beginning. And people, they won't, if you can do that, they won't want to lose you as a coach. And so, they know what the fee is the entire time, and you're helping them, you know, and you help them to a point. Now, you don't let people walk all over you. You can kind of tell, you know, sometimes. But either way, like, you have to count it as, like, ministry and, you know, just helping someone with the possibility that they won't pay you. Okay? But by doing it this way, reciprocity is very strong. And if someone doesn't mind losing you as a coach, they're not going to be, they weren't a good client for you to begin with, but you were able to help them get a quick win. And that, you know, if they back out, they might come back and be like, you know, I'm sorry I backed out. Like, I went out there, I couldn't find anyone that could help me. And at that point, you're like, okay, then you take payment up front. You know, if you want to work with them, you know. And so it just depends on how it goes and how you feel about it and how you, when you pray about it, what God tells you. But this whole, like, oh, I'm going to charge per minute, I'm going to charge per hour, and you get obsessed on that stuff, you're not thinking about the client, you're not coming across as you care. And with a coach, as a coach, you also have to be there for your client when they need you. Like, there's certain different fields where, like, someone needs you at the moment they're calling you. If you're going to be on call to them, like, you can't be like, you can't have meetings and not show up. You can't have, you know, say, I'll get back to you and don't. Like, that's not very good, because if you were in their shoes, would you want your coach to treat you that way, where, like, they're afraid, like, you're not going to get back to them, and they need you for, you know, for whatever it is, you know, or if it's, like, for business, that could be important, like, they're about to go into a big business meeting, and they need a pep talk about something, or just whatever, and you're not showing up for them, and they go in there and they don't feel prepared, they're going to start thinking about other coaches, one that can be and willing to be there for them, you know, and has the time to do their job as a coach. It's also important to make sure if you're going to be a coach, have the time to be a coach. So if your life is super busy, you know, being a coach might not be for you. You know, so you get to look at the tasks you're doing, say, like, hey, like, is this something that I can do? And you know, I would really the kind of selling and coaching I'm talking about is, yes, there are times when a person's going to call and you can't talk. And if it's usually possible for you to answer, and say, "Hey, is this an emergency?" And you can give them something to tide them over until a bigger talk, right? But you might find it is an emergency, It's so, it just depends. But you won't know unless you take that call. If you're going to be an on-call coach, that to me, like, that's the best kind of coaching that you can do. Is most of the time when your customer calls, you're answering the phone. And if they call you can't answer the phone, you can text them and say, "Hey, I'm in a meeting or I'm doing something. I will call you back at this time," and you call them back at that time. It gives them reassurance. You establish this pattern, and it's also understanding your limitations. You don't want to come across to the person as like, "I can do all things." Like, no, like, there might be something that they bring that you can't do, and you have to admit that. Be like, "I'm unsure about that, but I'll get some outside help on it." So, either way, the regardless of how I started, the biggest lesson here really is, what Jesus said about, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't quote me on it, but, if you care so much about this life on earth, you'll lose it. Whereas if you care about earthly, heavenly things, not earthly things, but heavenly things in this life, you will gain life. Your life will improve here, and of course, you go to heaven. So, as a Christian, that's what I believe. So either way, when it comes to business, if you care so much about getting yours and getting your cut, it's going to come across that way, and you're going to make it harder to sell when you're like, "Yeah, just do it, just buy, it's okay." They're like, "Wait a minute, why?" There's a pause and hesitation. I encourage people to talk to their spouses. I won't take payment until they do. Why? Because they won't have the anxiety of trying to explain a massive charge on their card, or even better yet, a check, right? And they'll know, and the spouse will appreciate that they asked them first, and they'll know that they have the support of their spouse. Will you get a few less sales? Sure, but if you've done your job right, and getting people bought into you and that you care so much about them, they know if they don't make payment, they're going to lose you. So, if they don't want to lose you, they'll make payment. So, either way, just. If you worry about the money, you'll make little of it. If you don't worry about it, you'll make more than you'll ever need. I'll talk soon, and it's not a money claim or anything like that. It's just what I've found in my own personal experience. So we'll talk soon. God bless.